This is day 5 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent on Sunday the 6th of March. One of the popular worship songs in recent years is one called Blessed Be Your Name. The first verse says, Blessed be your name in the land that's plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. The second verse continues, Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. But then there are other lines in this song too, lines that deal with the tough times in life. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk in the wilderness, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. I love the honesty of this song. And I wonder whether prayer possibly comes easier to us when life is as it should be. But then there are the hard times in life, and I wonder whether our prayers are different in those times. I wonder whether we get more specific and we begin to speak more from our hearts in the tougher times. Today's psalm is Psalm 6. It's a prayer from David, and he's pouring out his heart to God as he goes through a tough time in life. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord. For I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. I wonder if you can identify with any of these themes that David brings out. In tough times in life, I wonder whether you've ever felt in agony, anguish, worn out, groaning and weeping, in tears and weak with sorrow, as David writes. David clearly experienced difficult times, but in the midst of them, he cried out to God for mercy. Be merciful to me, Lord, he says. I wonder whether for us, sometimes it seems that our difficulties will never come to an end. They seem to go on and on. When we're in a season of battle, I wonder if we cry out like David, how long, Lord, how long? We cry out for mercy, as maybe sometimes it seems that God isn't listening, but he is. David reminds us at the end of this psalm, the Lord has heard my cry for mercy. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your unfailing love and your mercy. Thank you that you hear our cries. And that you accept our prayers. Be merciful to us, we pray. And God of mercy and peace, we continue today to pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. Amen.